We're holding in Hey Sivan, Erev Chag HaShavuos, Matan Torah. We're holding in Siman Tzadik Vav, Halacha Aleph, we're going to Halacha Hey. So there's, we're learning now the laws of Davening Maariv and Havdalah. We're going to get a mice every week, especially going into Shabbos Kodesh, Kabbalah Soter, so we're refreshed and renewed. So here goes. First of all, when it comes to the Davening Maariv of Motzei Shabbos, there's a minig. To be me'achel, it means to delay it. And Kabbalistically, there's tremendous effects. And even on, I would say it's interesting that even though we're talking about, so to speak, esoteric concepts, but this is brought down the halacha. When you say v'urachu, and when you say bochu, mamshich menigun, that means you have to try to elongate it, sing it, even if it's a few seconds, 1 second. Why? To be meisif v'chol al ha-kodesh, in order to extend Shabbos Kodesh. That means you mekayem a mitzvah d'oraisa, according to some. In adding the few seconds to is actually mechlekes, because according to the Mishnah, if I recall, it's like 2 minutes when it comes to Meisiv Chol HaKodesh, meaning and being Mekabel Shabbos service. It could be maybe there's a shiur of 2 minutes. But I saw some boys come say even a second. But not only, like I said, esoterically, more Kabbalistically, let's call it, you're holding people from going back to Gehenna, Neshamas, not people. Amazing concept. Now, then we know, of course, by Davening Maariv, we say by Atachonin, we have an additional nusach that we say Atachonin Tanu Madal Torasecha, etc., which is really a form of Avdala. Now the halach is if you forgot to say it, and you didn't remember till you say you're about to say Bochad Hashem, you don't say Bochad Hashem Ladein Chukech or anything like that. You finish the bracha because it's not me'akev. I saw some places can still say that if you could, you remember, should say by Yulurot after you say Yulurot and Imrefi before the Kainetzol. But as we say, let me see here, la halacha, it's not me'akev. That means if you didn't say it, it's okay. The only exception is that if a person, the reason why that's true is because you can make avdala afterwards. But you should be careful, says the kitzer, not to do any melacha. Don't turn on the car, don't drive or anything if you didn't say atochanatan. You shouldn't eat anything either before you're going to be, now you're never allowed to eat or drink. Water is mutter. But even that's better not to. But the point is that eating or doing malacha, since he didn't say atochanantanu, and if he did malacha or he tasted, he has to daven again. So it's an interesting trick question. When do you have to go something? When it's the same tefillah, but you're going to have to go back and daven again, dependent on what you did afterwards. Now, by the way, the Mishnah Berurah, the Chafetz Chaim discusses, trying to point out that not everyone agrees that if you did malacha, is that you will, maybe it's only by eating. Also, the simple solution is, and they should get used to always doing this, that after you daven Shmoneh Esrei, just say, when you finish Maariv, Baruch Hamad B'Kodesh Shlecho. And in fact, that's what the Kitzur goes on to explain to us. After, we'll get to that in a moment, a little bit later, of Baruch Hamad B'Kodesh Shlecho, basically is a quick, short version of Avdala, at least in regard to doing Malacha. Now after Shmoneh Esrei, so you have what's called Chatzi Kaddish, and then you say Vihi Noyem. Why do you say Vihi Noyem? Because it's a mizmor of bracha. The Moshe Rabbeinu would bless the Jewish people when they finished Melechas HaMishkan, and therefore you should also say it standing up. Interesting, the minhag is to say standing up, and to say the pasuk Oyach Yomim twice, and then you say Vata Kodesh, and the whole Seder Kedusha, which is really connected to Vihi Noyem. And the whole reason for this is because through the Melech Zamishka, the Shechina resided amongst Klal Yisrael. So that's what it means about the Kodesh Yeshet Yilas Yisrael. You are sitting and dwelling amongst the Jewish people that are saying Tehillas Yisrael. Now, the halacha is, so really it's, and it fits very well, the concept that we're going into the whole week, a weekday. So we want that whatever malacha that we're doing, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be Masha Shechinasa in all our actions. Therefore, it's something so powerful and transformative. Now, if Yontav is during the week, so the minig is that we do not say Vinayim. By the way, by Sfaradim, they still say it. Kabbalistically, they still say it. Arizal still says it. Then there's a big debate if Friday, if you have, let's say, Er Pesach, because it is also the malacha, certain malachas. There's a big debate also if Yom Kippur is going to be, let's say, it comes out during the week, I mean, let's say on Friday, because we're talking about if there's no other Yontav other than that. So then there's a big debate about that. And some persons should do according to the minhag. I think there's two opinions even in the Rambam on that. And like the Kitza says, the Kevan she'oimim b'vinoyim u'maisi adenu kanuna, since we say our actions should be established, and when and what we're saying is that Hashem, in what we do, we should be zeched that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be the b'siyata d'shmaya. So therefore, now we understand also why you don't say v'inoyim, where there's a yontif in the middle, because it's referring to the 6 days of the week, and since you're not going to have 6 days of the week, that's why you don't say v'inoyim. Okay. Now, all this arichus, like I mentioned before, even though it sounds Kabbalistic, first of all, before that, there's a minigos that say v'itin lecha, and then the lenu. Some say v'itin lecha, these are psukim v'bracha, and that, by the way, you could say even if you're not saying v'inoyim. Also, after you said v'inoyim, you say kaddish shalom. And days that you don't say Vinam, you don't say, you say Kaddish Shalom right away. When it comes to all this arichas, there's so much stuff that we do, says the Kitzer. The reason why I do that is Kadesh Yishu Yisov Vashlom Asidreim, Kadeh Laharich LaRishoyim, we delay the wicked people, Milach. So we do chesed to the Rishoyim that are in Gehenna. Sounds a little bit interesting, right? Ki Mamtine Neman Sheshlim, the meaning to say that in Gehenna they wait till the last Knesia, the last gathering of the Jewish people, finishes doing their Seder HaKadusha. Half of a fella. Okay, next. The Kitzur said, just like there's a mitzvah to Mekadosh Shabbos, as we mentioned, when you enter Shabbos, you bring in Shabbos with the Kreis of Yain and Kiddush, there's a mitzvah to be Mekadosh of Yosei. And that's to what's called Havdalah. So really, it's a it parallels the beginning of Shabbos. And therefore, as the Rambam is mashma and another Rishayim, that this is a mitzvah d'oraisa. The halacha is, not everyone agrees to that, but it certainly sounds like it's equal to the kiddush of and therefore the ramifications are whether what to use, how much wine, etc. Now the halacha is that you also make a bracha on besamim on there, that means on something that smells good, and a candle. But these things are not me'akev. If you don't have them, you don't have to run after them. Nashim are also chayv in Avdala, and therefore they should listen to Avdala. They're certainly, according to the Shulchan Aruch, it's not even a doubt they can make their own Avdala. Even according to Ashkenazim, the Chatchila, it's an interesting opinion that the Rama says that some say that they're not obligated, so therefore they should just listen. But the halacha is a woman can make their own Avdala, and there is no such any source to the myth that if a woman makes Avdala and drinks in the wine, she's going to grow a beard. That's a myth that has no source. What's important is, and the kids are teaching us, is that where there's no wine or grape juice, or you're not used to withdrawing wages, you could do what's called Chamal Medina. Chamal Medina is basically a drink, as Moshe finds in Zechel Tzadik, the Lord explains beautifully, in the Chashuch and other Peskim. It's something you're not using to quench your thirst, rather, it's something that you would honor the meal or honor people. Let's say tea, coffee, Chashuva, coffee, especially, you know, that they have today, they make such a big deal of coffee. Okay, next. When it comes, the only exception is you can't use is water. Now, once ben hashmash is vein ogele maise. So, when it comes to before havdalah, if it's you, once you reach what's called ben hashmashas, that means after shkia, you're not allowed to eat or drink anything. The only exception is, as we mentioned before, is water. And the halacha is that if a person started shalosh shadis, so then you can continue way into the night. But the halacha is that you shouldn't, if it's within a half an hour already of the Tzeisa Kechavim, which is his man Avdala. So now you have a mitzvah of Avdala, you're not allowed to eat before. That's really the reason for it. People get confused why you're not allowed to eat after Shkia. Now, Moshe says you shouldn't start after Shkia at all. There's other poskim about Lemaisa. The minigoyim is to up until a half an hour, which really basically means up until 20 minutes after Shkia, usually, if you're keeping 50 minutes. After that, really, a person should not wash. There are those lenient when it comes to someone that's eating mezainis. But if you're just drinking, you'd have to stop. Now, interesting halacha that if you're benching with a kois, if you always bench with a kois, you're allowed to drink it. If you're not usually benching with a kois, meaning that you know when you bench, you have an extra a cup of wine at the end of benching. So the halacha is that the exception is the kosher shevra. So Moshe says the chasan kal is certainly allowed to drink. They should actually drink together what's called a cheekful. The person that's benching also, if he wants, he could drink a little bit. The reason is because here it's something that you always do. We always have cups of wine for Sheva Brachas. So that's the reason why Mikadin. But there are those that actually don't drink from the, even when it comes to Sheva Brachas, but certainly in a regular meal. Now the exception is that if it's, if you finished your meal before Tzeis and you've been a Shmashas, you're actually allowed to make a Bracha on the cup. I think people are not aware of that. And lastly, a Malacha, you're not supposed to do Malacha, as we said, before Avdala, and the women also, in order to make sure that they don't have any problem, right, lighting the candles, etc. So they should say the nusach. Now here's a longer nusach, the kitzur. Baruch Hamadim Kodesh Lachom and all the Choshem and Yisrael and Mevi Nevshu Sheshin and Ma'amasa Baruch Hamadim Kodesh Lachom is the whole entire Nusach. And if it's Chal Yom Tov on the first day, meaning you have the first day of Yom Tov, you should, and going into Shabbat, you should say Amavdil Ben Kodesh Le Kodesh. Have a beautiful day.